Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor relations call for Indian Overseas Bank hosted by Veritas Reputation PR Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant line will be in the listen only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Sonali Pandey from Veritas Reputation PR Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, Ms. Pandey.
Good evening and welcome to Indian Overseas Bank conference call to discuss our financial results for quarter two financial year 2026 ended September 30, 2026. I am Sonali Pandey and I will be guiding you through today's presentation. Indian Overseas Bank, IOB, headquartered in Chennai, continues to strengthen its footprint across India with a robust network of 3,373 branches, approximately 3,567 ATMs and 11,467 business correspondents. Internationally, IOB serves customers in Singapore, Hong Kong, Thailand and Sri Lanka, proudly catering to a growing base of 42 plus million active customers. Our comprehensive range of services includes personal, corporate and agricultural banking along with credit cards, loans and insurance products. The financial results and related disclosures are available on our website and also have been filed with the stock exchanges. Before we begin, please note that today's discussion may include forward-looking statements which are subject to risk and uncertainties that may impact actual outcomes. We encourage you to keep these factors in mind while evaluating the bank's performance. To discuss the results and address analyst queries, we have our management team with us on the call, including Sri Ajay Kumar Srivastava, MD and CEO, Indian Overseas Bank, Sri Joydeep Datta Roy, Executive Director, Indian Overseas Bank, Sri Dhanaraj T, Executive Director, Indian Overseas Bank, Srimati Sasikala Prabhu, Deputy General Manager, Indian Overseas Bank. We will begin with an overview of the quarter two results followed by a Q&A session. Now I will hand over the floor to Srimati Sasikala Prabhu, Deputy General Manager.
Thank you, Srimati Sonali. Good evening all. I am pleased to present the overview of the bank's performance during quarter and half year ended 30th September 2025. It's a proud moment for the bank today. The bank has reached a new milestone of recording an all-time high of net profit, Rs. 1,226 crores. For the quarter, it's a 57.79% year-on-year increase. Regarding the performance of the bank, for the half-year ended 30th September 2025, bank has achieved a business mix of Rs. 6,17,034 crores, recording year-on-year growth over 14.1%. CASA grown in absolute terms to Rs. 1,37,386 crores with a year-on-year growth rate of 4.17. CASA ratio as on September 25 is recorded at 40.52%. Total deposit growth achieved at Rs. 3,39,066 crores as on 30th September 2025. With a year-on-year growth rate of 9.15%. Gross advances grown year-on-year by 20.78%, reaching Rs. 2,77,968 crores. Against Rs. 2,30,149 crores as at 30th September 2024. Bank has shown the operating profit of 2,400 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of Rs. 12.78%. Net profit of the bank is increased by Rs. 449 crores to Rs. 1,226 crores as on September 2025 as compared to Rs. 777 crores as on September 2024, recording a year-on-year growth of Rs. 57.79%. Provision coverage ratio improved to 97.48% as on 30th September 2025 as compared to 97.06% as on 30th September 2025. Capital adequacy ratio recorded at 17.94% against the regulatory requirement of 11.5%. Total income for the half year ended 30th September 2025 is recorded at Rs. 18,081 crores with a year-on-year increase by 8.6%. Total interest income for the quarter ended September 2025 is 7,849 crores and non-interest income rupees 1,365 crores. Net interest income increased by rupees 521 crores to rupees 3,059 crores as on September 2025 as compared to rupees 2,538 crores for last September 2024, registering a year-on-year growth of 20.53%. Net interest margin for the quarter ended September 2025 is 3.21% with increase of 13 basis points compared to 3.08% as on September 2024. Cost to income ratio reduced to 45.76% with year-on-year reduction of 321 basis points, showing a substantial reduction. Globally, credit deposit ratio improved year-on-year by 789 basis points and registered at 81.98%. With regard to the NPA management, gross NPA reduced from 6,249 crores to rupees 5,078 crores year-on-year basis, and net NPA reduced from 1,059 crores to 776 crores. Gross net NPA percentage has reduced by 89 basis points year-on-year from 2.72% as on September 24 and reached 1.83% as on September 2025. Similarly, net NPA percentage has also reduced by 19 basis points year-on-year from 0.47% as on September 2024 and reached 0.28% as on September 2025. Total recovery from NPA during the quarter ended 30th September 2025 is 874 crores. Out of the total recovery, the recovery from technical write-off and set-off accounts is rupees 461 crores. Bank is steadily continuing the robust monitoring system in controlling slippage ratio for the quarter ended September 2025 is 0.11%. And with respect to the valuation, there is a significant improvement in return on assets, which is recorded at 1.2% for the quarter ended 30th September 2025, with 38 bps increase compared to the last year, 30th September 2024. With regard to the book value per share, it is improved to 13.13 for the September 2025, while the same was recorded at 10.04 for the September 2024. There is a steep increase in the return on equity with 305 basis points year-on-year currently, and return on equity 19.95, whereas for the last September 2024, it was 16.9%. Earnings per share for 30th September 2025 is 0.64, which is improved by 56% from 0.41 for the last September 2024. And this is all about the performance of our bank, which is I wanted to present to you. Thank you.
Shall we begin with a question and answer?
Yes, please.
Sure. Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use headset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while a question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dr. Ashok Ajmera, Chairman. Please proceed ahead with the question.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving this opportunity. And congratulations, sir, Ajay Kumarji, Joydeep, all the entire team of Indian Overseas Bank for the very excellent result. In fact, in the half year only, you have almost near to the targets of the whole year. Your credit growth in the first 6 months itself is 11.18%, deposit rate 8.7%. And overall business has gone up by around 9.8%. So excellent performance, sir, even on the profitability front, even on the asset quality front. And you are very comfortable on CRAR also. So my compliments to you for that. Having said that, sir, some few observations and some data points. One is, sir, now going ahead, now you have remaining 6 months still. So do we still maintain the same targets of 14-15% on the credit and 12-13% on the deposit, or looking at this performance of 6 months, you are going to upward revise these targets, which can be very comfortably, according to me. So this is some light on this, your views on this. I have some specific questions, sir. We have this investment in the India International Bank of Malaysia, which is now voluntarily going for the winding up. I think we have an investment of about 200 crore, if I'm not wrong, and we have a provision of 6.13 crores. So what is the current status on that? Do we need to, we'll get our entire money on this winding up process once it is complete, or we'll have to take any hit on this? Secondly, sir, we have in this quarter received a substantial amount of income tax refund, I think 1,141 crores. So what is the treatment given to that refund and where it is reflected actually in the overall accounts? So this is the another information which I am looking for. And little bit on the SMA front, slippage in this quarter is little higher than the average slippages or even in the last quarter. So going forward, can you give some color on that SMA front as well as the asset quality, especially any issue with the agriculture loans, or pain point in the credit book, if you can just little bit highlight. And one more is that in the GIFT City, I think we had a plan of SBU. Is there any development and progress on that, sir?
Okay, so thank you so much, sir. Thanks for the nice words in the beginning, and the issues I will try to address one by one. So first thing about targets, you are saying that whatever we envisage for the full year, we are almost there in half year only. So, what I have to say is that the guidance has been given in the beginning of the year. That guidance we are not going to revise. But having said that, that guidance, whatever has been given, that is the minimum which we want to do. Every year it happens like that. For maximum, there is no limit as such. And depending on the market dynamics and the type of proposal and the type of business we are getting, there will be no stopping or looking back on that. And this 12% is only the minimum thing. We can go up to 18, 19, 20% also, depending on the kind of business and the market dynamics, whatever is available. We are open to that. But yes, having said that, the 12% whatever guidance was there, I am again repeating, that was the minimum part. Maximum, there is no limit as such. Second thing is about IIB Malaysia you are talking about. So the all the approvals almost are in place. The final approval is supposed to be received by the local regulator. And it is expected to come maybe in this quarter it should come. The entire amount will come to us, sir, around 200 crores. APMG has already been appointed as liquidator, and we are not expecting any hit on that. So around 200 crores, whatever we have invested, that will come back to us as it is. Slippages, we have been able to control over a period of almost 2 years. If you look at our slippage ratio, every quarter it comes to around 0.11 or 0.12. The same way it will continue to be addressed. SMA particularly, we have improved a lot. If you look at the numbers about 2-3 quarters before back, it was hovering around 7-8%. This quarter it has come down to less than 6%. Lots yes. of emphasis has been there on SMA 0, 1 and 2. And what is the strategy of the bank in arresting SMAs is that we are attacking those accounts in SMA 0 itself. or maximum at the SMA 1 level. We do not intend to allow any account to go to SMA 2 level. So that way we are focusing on it, and most of the accounts are getting regularized at SMA 0 or SMA 1 level. So right now it is less than 6% of the total portfolio, and we intend to improve further on that. Regarding GIFT City, sir, we have already requested for permission, and I do expect that maybe in coming weeks that approval we will get, and once approval is there, then of course the branch will be open in GIFT City. I hope I have addressed all questions except the income
tax. That is it, income tax refund, sir.
Yes. So this income tax refund of 1,141 crores has come to us. It has not gone to P&L, sir. It does not go to P&L, and profitability is ever impacted because of that. This goes to one GL head, that is tax paid account. And whatever demands are coming, that also goes there only. It has got nothing to do with P&L, and P&L is not impacted by that.
That's great, sir. And sir, this coupled with the taxation, we are still under the old regime, and I think we have got about 3,000 crore something in the DTA. So any calculations, sir, ballpark this thing, that when do we exactly go for the under the new regime of taxation, if this trend of the profitability continues?
Yeah, you finish, sir, please.
Yeah. So these we are having a very good profitability. I think if this trend continues, I think we should soon go to the new tax regime.
Most probably we will be doing it in Q3, sir. Most probably. Q3. Or in the worst case scenario, Q4. But this financial year is certainly going to happen.
If I am permitted one more thing, sir, this kind of a credit growth, where are we looking at the growth, other than the, of course, retail portfolio, in which kind of segment, industry, whether it is the renewable or with engineering or some core industries, where are we finding the opportunity for this kind of credit growth, and what is our sanctioned pipeline, or the proposals are under process about this, because this is all organic credit which we are having.
Exactly, it's all organic credit growth, sir. It is happening all across retail, agriculture, MSME, everywhere healthy growth is happening. And for corporate book, we are having a sanctioned pipeline of around 15,000 crores, which is at different levels of disbursement stage. In this quarter, most of that will get disbursed. And I have said earlier also that out of almost 3,373 branches, only 15 branches do corporate lending. Remaining all are eligible for doing business in retail, agri, and MSME. So all these three sectors, all branches across the geography, they are lending, they are getting good proposals. And accordingly, substantial growth, I will say, is happening in retail, credit, and agriculture, and MSME. And the same trend I see going forward also, it will happen. And good and healthy credit growth we are looking at for the 6 months.
Thanks a lot, sir, for answering so many of my questions and taking it and giving me so much of time also. If time permits again, I'll come back again. Thank you and all the best to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nitin S. Dharmawat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. So I have two questions, sir. First one is, so where the growth is coming from, which sectors, and where do you see any stress in any of the sectors that we are currently serving in domestic market?
So growth is coming all across, sir. It is coming in the form of retail, that is personal loans, MSME, mid-corporates, and agriculture, and in this geography, jewel loan also happen. So it's a mixed growth. There is not a single or one or two specific parameters in which growth is happening. It is spread all across. all products and across all geographies. And regarding the second part of the stress, we do not see in our bank, I can say that we do not see any particular sector or product under stress. There are one and off individual cases where because of that individual type of problem, that particular unit or retail loan comes under stress. But overall, as a product or as a sector, any systemic stress we are not observing so far.
Oh, perfect, sir. Considering, you know, about our guidance, since the growth is very strong, and you mentioned that we continue to maintain the same guidance which was there from the beginning, and that is the bare minimum, and you would like to revise it. So let me rephrase the same question what my previous participants, Ajmera, asked. What is the probability of beating this guidance by another 50%? So, say for example, if our guidance is 10, we'll achieve 15 overall over during the year, something like that. So, by beating 50%, so what are the chances do you see based on the performance in last two quarters and the current buoyancy that you see in the market?
Yeah, I can very safely say that against guidance of 12%, we will be very comfortable in 17 or 18% of growth. That we can foresee that it can happen, and very comfortably we will be able to achieve that.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wishing you best, sir.
Yeah, and if you see year on year also, last September to this September, credit growth is almost 20%.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I was a little surprised that you are not revising, so I asked that question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Bimal Panchal from Bimal Panchal and Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Yeah, congratulations for all-round robust performance. Whatever the thing has to improve, it has improved. Whatever thing has to decrease negatively, that has been decreased. Now, just two, three questions from my side. What is our branch expansion plan for the next 2-3 years? And we often say here that PSU's banks prices are share prices are going up, and lots of PSU banks have been mandated to come out with FPO, but that is not happening. And what is the plan for our bank to raise equity in near future? Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, so I will start with branch opening, sir. Branch opening, last year we opened around 101 branches last financial year. This year, in this financial year, we have already opened 42 new branches. And another around 240 branches are in the queue where all approvals have been given. And they are in different stages of operationalization. And I do hope that this 234 branches also, in another 6 to 9 months, they will come into existence and physically they will start to operate.
Okay, so, in this continuation, what is the geographical diversification of this branch forthcoming? It will be well diversified or any concentrations?
So it is all across the country, and one particular aspect which we have taken care of, that the districts where our bank is not existing, those districts are the priority, and we are opening our branches in those districts where we are not there. That is the priority number one. And the second thing is that wherever business opportunities are there, we are opening. So it's all across geography, looking at the potential of the region where we can get substantial business, we are going for opening.
Okay, sir. Okay.
And regarding FPO, of course, and QIP, if you remember, in Q4 of last year, in the month of February, March, we raised around 1400 crores of capital through QIP from the market. And
okay, sir.
Here also, we have got board approval of 4,000 crores of raising capital through QIP, and maybe going forward, depending on the market situation, we'll be doing in Q4.
Okay, right. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Dr. Ashok Ajmera, Chairman from Archcon Global. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity again. I take a lot of interest in this bank. So, rightfully, I deserve also the, some space. You are very kind in answering all earlier observations and questions. Can you give some color on our, because the way we are expanding our business and we are growing so fast, and now with the branches also, you said about almost about 240 more branches will soon come in. What kind of digital push which we are having for our bank, like a pan-India mainframe bank, are we fully equipped digitally, and what plans, what kind of digital journeys which we already completed or which are in pipeline, and how is it going to benefit to the customers, and what kind of budget allocations and other things done on this entire tech, including the artificial intelligence and the whatever is currently happening?
So, sir, we are not growing very aggressively, and branch opening also. I will give you a little bit of background. If you remember, from 2014 to 2021, bank was in PCA. And during that period, we were not allowed to open a single branch, and of course, because of PCA regulations. So those 7 golden years, this bank has lost as far as physical expansion is concerned. Now, since those bad days are over, and last 3 years we have been substantially improving quarter on quarter, and now the numbers at this stage, I can say that it is it can be rated as one of the best in the system, whatever ratios or whatever growth percentage you see. So what I'm trying to convey is that whatever we have lost in those 7 years as a prime bank of the country, we are trying to cover that up. And that is not reckless, that is very, very well thought out process, and based on that it is happening. So we understand the challenges, we are mitigating those challenges and risks, and accordingly branch opening or business growth and all these things are taken care of. So that is one part. Second part is that about technology and capability to handle. See, sir, in IOB, 98% of the transactions are happening digitally, and it is happening for the last more than 1 year. The entire IT infrastructure, digital infrastructure is well settled. 3 years before, we went for entire digital overhaul of the bank, not only the products, the processes, the systems, everything. And all these things have completely stabilized. So in opening these branches, it will only be extension of whatever we are providing to the existing branches. We are fully equipped to handle the type of products and services which you expect from any of the premier bank. I will request you to experience some of the products and some of the services of IOB, and I think you will get an idea. So all whatever you can imagine that can happen on digital front or IT front, everything we are equipped with. Our customers are one of the most satisfied lot. And the budget and all, I will say that 1600 crores every year. It is more than 1000 crores for IT infrastructure. This year also we have decided about 1700 crores. Board approval has already been given 2 months before. So the entire focus and overall improvement of the bank is already there. Mobile banking was there, that we have already refurbished it completely, and the new look of mobile banking is there, that app is available. The entire tech fresh, we call the entire software and hardware, that is getting changed, that is in the process. So lots of activity on IT and digital is also happening, and we are, I will say that on that front, we are no less than anyone.
Yeah, that's good to know, sir. Sir, any major initiative to increase our non-interest income or third-party services income, or anything like recently, you know, it is last, I think yesterday, day for yesterday only, we had Bank of Maharashtra having tie up with the SBI cards for the card business so that they can put it across their customers, the benefit of having such a large card company. So similarly, on the insurance front, on the card, credit card fronts, or any other major initiative which our bank is taking to increase our non-interest income through the third-party transaction, including all these avenues?
Yes, exactly. In fact, everything, the para-banking products, what we call, that is already in place, and we are getting substantial amount of commission and all on that. Regarding credit card, we have entered into arrangement with two fintechs, and the terms of those credit card lending through those fintechs, that is highly lucrative, and through that the source of income will be increased. Another way of increasing income is our focus on government business, the government transactions which we are very aggressively doing, and lots of I will say opportunities of government business to do through IOB. That is on the card. Maybe next quarter I will be giving you more details. And through those government transactions also, lots of non-interest income we are expecting going forward. So there is a plan for that also. And in addition to this, the PSLC sale, the recovery from technically return of accounts, all those things are there. And accordingly, non-interest income also, we are taking good care of that. And going forward, maybe next quarter we will be able to see a better number.
Good, sir. The last one is, sir, on the some color on the treasury operations.
Mr. Ajmera, I'm really sorry to interrupt you. Please rejoin the queue for more questions.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aryan Rana from Aryana Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. Thank you so much. Question on the... you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a question on CARR remains strong at 17.94%, but slightly down Q&Q. So is there any capital raising plans that you may have for growth or processing buffers? How does the banks plan to balance credit growth with capital efficiency, especially as RAM lending continues to expand? So I have these two questions. You could throw light on that, sir.
This CRA of 17.94%, sir. From quarter on quarter, you can see some reduction. But okay. The point is that, sir, it is only as technically it has come down. The net profit of June quarter and September quarter has not been factored into CRA. If okay. These two, 1,100 crore net profit of June and 1,200 net profit of September, this 2,300 crores is getting added to capital, then the 17.94 becomes 19.20. So there is no reduction, sir. That is one part I am trying to say. And this profit will be taken into capital at the end of the financial year. So at that point of time, March 26, it will be visible. Right now, technically, it is 19.20. The second thing is that against mandatory requirement of 11.50, we are having at 17, CRAR is 17.94. So to ensure growth, the rate of growth at which we are growing in credit, this cushion of 600 crores is more than enough to take care of my next 2 years of growth. That is 17.94. So immediately we do not need any capital raising as such to ensure to fund the growth. But in order to align with the guideline that 75% holding has to be by the public, so for that purpose, of course, last year in Q4 of financial year, we went to market and raised 1400 crores through QIP. And through that, Government of India shareholding came down from 96% to 94%. This year also, our plan is to raise 4,000 crores. We have already got the approval from the board, and we are in the process of getting all sorts of approval required for this. And once approvals are in place, then certainly we will go to the market to raise capital.
Okay. And sir, on the digital transformation front, there are several digital initiatives that bank has taken, like WhatsApp banking, PIN, and PIN3C. So my question is, what has been the adoption and impact on cross-selling or...
Can you speak a bit louder, please? Your voice is not audible.
Yes. All right, sir. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, please.
Yes, my question on your digital transformation, you have several initiatives like WhatsApp, banking, and CRM 360. So, question is, what has been the adoption and impact on cross-selling or service efficiency? That is one. Second would be, how much of new business or account business loans have originated from digital channels? Or any collaborations you are having with any fintechs and all that, if you could throw some light on that, sir.
Yes, sir. Collaboration and understanding with lots of fintechs is already there. That is happening. And
okay.
This digital journey is an ongoing process. It keeps on happening. So whatever digital services or products we are having, every six
okay.
months, 3 months, it's upgraded and some additional features are getting added. So it's an ongoing process, and whatever business is happening, as I said to in response to one of the queries, that 98%
yeah.
of transactions are happening in digital mode only, not on physical mode. Whatever
okay.
business is happening, major part of that is happening through digital mode only. So it will be difficult to give you any particular percentage or number, but you can take it that it's an ongoing process, and majority of the business is happening on
okay.
digital mode of
things. Yeah. Okay. Can I ask one more question around ESG and ESG that you have launched few green finance products also, IOV Surya Loan, IOV Tejas.
Yes.
So what is the contribution of ESG linked lending to the total loan book as of now?
The share of these ESG products in total loan book is not substantial. We have started recently, only 5-6 months before.
Correct. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is taking off. It is catching the attention of the general public also. So share is
okay.
not very substantial, but going forward, maybe in a couple of quarters, we will be able to give you the good numbers.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. And all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashlesh Sonje from Kotak Securities. Please proceed ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Hello.
Sir, first question.
Hi, sir. Can you hear? Hello.
Yes, please.
Sir, first question is on ECL. Based on the draft guidelines which RBI has issued, what is your assessment right now about the provisions you will be required to make for the transition?
So, sir, it is too early to comment on that. We are still going through the provisions of this draft guideline. And whatever we could do as first hand, the broadly, we expect that around 2,700 to 2,800 crores of additional provision requirement may be there at that point of time, and which is to be provided in four installments. Having said that, these numbers are absolutely not certain. It's only the first-hand information. It can be, it's very broad-based, and it can be very off the mark. But around, if this level of requirement is there, from next quarter onwards, we are going to create some buffer in the balance sheet. Still, we are having around 18 months. And by the time it gets implemented, I think we'll be in a position to provide sufficient buffer in the balance sheet to take care of the requirements if at all it happens. And having said that, maybe next quarter we'll be able to give you the more accurate number that what will be the requirement and how we are going to handle. So it's still too early to comment.
Friend, when you have calculated this number 2,700-2,800 crores, you would have assumed that you can reverse some of the NPA provisions and apply it against stage 1 and stage 2 loans, I assume. Just correct me if I'm wrong there.
It's too early. it's too early. We have not gone. It's a ballpark figure.
Okay.
Broadly.
But you would have taken into account all the provisions which you are carrying, right? Standard asset provisions, okay. Contingency exactly. Provisions.
Exactly. PCR is 98% almost. So many factors are supposed to be taken into account to come to the exact number. Maybe you give us another 1 month or so. We will be able to give you some realistic number.
Okay. Sir, and just lastly on the same point, a simple data keeping question. Can you share the total, the different types of outstanding provisions that you have right now? I know you have NPA provisions of about 4,300 crores. What are the other provisions you are carrying?
The standard provision will be there, around 4,000 crores. Some restructured portfolio is there. Again, that also some provision will be there.
Okay. And sir, just one last clarification. The whatever shortfall comes out, whatever number it might eventually be, you will be taking that expense in the P&L or would it be going directly to the reserves?
P&L will not, the idea is not to impact P&L. We'll be creating additional buffer out of the business, whatever we are going to do in next. We'll be creating buffer. Make the balance sheet stronger so that if at all some impact is there, we will be able to handle out of that. So that P&L is not impacted.
Understood, sir. Perfect. Sir, thank you. Those are all the questions I had.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Manish Gutka from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just on your... what is the various or what are the ticket sizes in your micro, small and medium loan segments, and you know, how is the underwriting done you know, in these segments?
See, underwriting is done the low value where the structure type of products are there. It happens through system end to end. And the bigger type of loans where the application of mind and subjectivity is needed, that of course partially it is digital, and then at some point of time it's manually also it is appraised, and then lending happens. So micro, small and medium, whatever classification has been there as per Act, accordingly it happens. So I can give you a broad number that out of total MSME of around 49,000 crores, micro is around 30,000 crores. Remaining is medium and small.
Okay. And this entire portfolio would be secured, or there would be some unsecured portion also within the overall?
Majority is secured only.
Okay.
Almost entire will be secured only.
Okay. And within this MSME, are you you know, post the imposition of US tariffs? Have you interacted with the borrowers, and you know, are there any impact on the cash flows yet? Any early signs there?
On account of tariffs, you are asking?
Yes.
On account of tariffs, see, stress is not visible so far. We have been interacting with our borrowers, and everyone, in fact, everyone has been able to find the way out to handle this tariff impact, and they are all pretty sure that this issue will be over in a couple of months. But till that time, everyone has positioned themselves very well, and we do not see any stress so far in any of the account, including cash flow, and transactions in the accounts are at normal level only.
Okay, sir. Yeah, sir. That was all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Moksh Ranka from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, there was a recent preliminary government meeting regarding merger of small PSU banks with larger private sector banks. So is there any talk going on regarding this? Could you please comment on that?
Sir, like you, we are also reading in newspapers. We do not have any communication from any of the authorities so far. And this type of things, I will say that it is not new. Every 6 months it happens and it keeps coming up in the newspapers. But officially we do not have any communication.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for the clarification. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. I will request both my EDs, Mr. Joydeep and Mr. Dhanraj, to give the closing remarks, please. Thank you.
So thank you. This is Joydeep Dutta Roy, Executive Director. So first of all, I would just state that the performance of the bank has been consistent in terms of the quarter-on-quarter profits that the bank has been delivering, the percentage growth. If you look at the past many quarters now, almost 8-10 quarters, you will find a consistency in the growth in profitability quarter-on-quarter. So that's been a hallmark. We have crossed the ROA of not only 1, now it's 1.20. Our NIM we have been able to maintain and in fact grow in spite of the rate cut. That shows how we have been able to manage our advances and the yield on advances, which has also seen a slight increase. So all these point out to the robustness of the processes and the systems in the bank which work for profitability while we are moving the balance sheet and the growth in a very, very strong manner. So the growth is happening, plus at the same time at the back of the growth, the profitability engine is also running very, very robustly. So that's one point that I would highlight. Secondly, on the asset quality, again, the NPA ratios, GNPA and NPA consistently coming down. It's almost one of the lowest now in the system amongst all the public sector banks. But more than the GNPA and NPA ratios, the factor that needs to be taken note of is the fact that we are having a very, very tight control on the slippages of the bank. There is hardly any slippages happening quarter on quarter, almost 0.10 to 0.1112 is our quarterly slippages, which is again one of the highest in the among all the public sector banks, all in fact among even the private banks also put together. So this sort of a slippage control is a very, very tight leash that we are keeping, which again points out to the robustness of the control systems that have been put in place in the bank and portends well for the future also, because while all the legacy book is cleaned up, provision coverage ratio is very high, we don't have any worry on the on any NPAs or lumpy NPAs, etc. But at the same time, future also, things are not allowed to slip and the slippage control is very, very tight. So this again is something that I would like to highlight. So from my side, thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Indian Overseas Bank and Veritas Reputation PR Private Limited, that concludes this conference.
Danish, I think our other executive director, Mr. Dhanraj, would also like to add something.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, sir. In addition to our MD and CSR and Mr. Joydeep ji, I wish to add one or two points. So one is that the consistently bank is growing, and again, if you see the last three quarter, the bank has clocked more than 1,000 crore profit, the 1,052, 1,111, and now we have 1,226 crore we have done. And again, the main strategies for CASA growth and all business growth, we are giving a topmost priority. As far as the new customer acquiring is concerned, almost last round of yes, we have added almost 86 lakh new customers. Particularly in the current year, in the last 6 months, we have added almost 21 lakh customers. So this is the ongoing basis we are expanding. And again, already our MDs and CEOs have said that the branch expansion also the bank is continuously concentrating. And again, we are going to add almost 250 new branches as far as the current financial year is concerned. And again, some questions have come as far as the digital transformation and again AI technologies are also concerned. And again, our bank, as far as the bank is concerned, 98% of the transaction is happening through the digital mode only. And again, we are giving the budget allocation in terms of both hardware and software, the upgradations. Then again, the all journeys through the digital, all our, almost all 98 to 99% of our products, particularly in retail, agri and MSME, everything is onboarded to through the branch journal and the STP journey as far as the bank is concerned. And continuously we are going to concentrate on the digital transformation as far as the bank is concerned as per the industry standards. So we expect all your the continuous support for the bank's growth in the future also. Thank you.
Indian Overseas Bank is going through a significant phase of growth and we are hopeful of a fantastic year ahead. On behalf of Board of Directors and Management, we thank you all for your participation in this call. We wish you a very great week and a very happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Indian Overseas Bank and Veritas Reputation PR Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. 60% and today is done.